Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One of the highlights of my career was last week at our John and Tammy hometown ACM broadcast from ACM Auto Body and Paint in Escondido, was accepting an award for the establishment here that was named the best place to get the meat sweat in San Diego County. The barbecue pit could not show up in person. I was proud to accept their award.
Your speech was short and succinct.
Speech! Speech!
Wow,
speech.
Well, this means a lot to me. Well, myself, I wasn't going to cry, but here you go. I love meat. Thank you. And congratulations, barbecue pit.
Yes!
You know, when it comes to meat sweats, that's really what it's all about. There's not too much to say because you're too busy panting and sweating.
It's true.
Tam got the chance to drop by the barbecue pit and actually give them their award in person.
So we're out here at the barbecue pit presenting them with their meat sweats trophy, which got a little bit of the meat sweats as hot as it is today. And his little feet came a little unglued, but he's still together. And we presented them their trophy and their proclamation from Supervisor Anderson. Tell everybody your name and a little bit about your business.
My name is Matt Browning. This is my wife, Lucretia.
Hello.
This business has been in my family since 1947. My dad opened up the first one down at 14th and Market Street, and we've kind of expanded throughout the county. We're down to two places left, down in National City and this one here. We've enjoyed the business. We've had great customers, and it's been a joy to do the work.
It's been great because your customers and your fans are the reason why you guys won, because we had nothing to do with it. The nominations had to come out, and then everybody had to go vote. And how surprised were you about this?
I was very surprised. I know we have a great customer, and especially with our family business, but I was very surprised that we won. So that just gives tribute to the legacy that my in-laws have created, that we've kept this restaurant going since 1947, but that it still has a strong following.
That's great. Yeah. And it smells amazing in here, I do have to say that. Thank you, guys, and high five.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Now, please tell me you sat down and got yourself a nice case of the meat sweats.
No, I wasn't able to. I dropped this off on Saturday. I was taking one of my daughters to the airport, so I was on the way there.
You dropped by the barbecue pit, winner of the best place in San Diego to get the meat sweats, and you did not eat a single piece of meat?
Listen, first of all, it was 97 degrees on Saturday, and I couldn't, honey. I didn't have time. And
because your daughter had to go to the airport.
Yeah, that terrible, terrible kid.
You know what? Missed the flight. There's some things more important.
Sure.
Congratulations to the barbecue pit and to all of our winners of John and Tammy's hometown ACM's awards for community magnificence.
If you missed any of it, by the way, it's living all over KSON and John and Tammy's socials, all the acceptance speeches, the awards that we gave out. It really was a fun time.
Hey, speaking of that, I stopped by Rookies in Oceanside on Friday to have some lunch. Rookies was named the best place to get messed up safely on a Saturday night. They were thrilled. They showed up in person to our awards ceremony, and they were very receptive. Let's put it that way. When I got there on Friday afternoon, I'll share that next. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. The great thing about having our hometown ACMs are awards for community magnificence. Is that, well, it's our hometown. These are places that we go to. I actually stopped by Rookies. Rookies is in Oceanside off El Camino Real. They won the best place to get messed up on a Saturday night. Safely.
Safely.
Here they were accepting their award last Thursday.
The winner is Rookies Sports Bar in Oceanside.
Yay! Woo! Hey, tell us who you are and where you're from.
Hey guys, my name's Kristen. I am with Rookies in Oceanside. We are celebrating 30 years this year.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So this is a question that I'm really serious want to know. What's it feel like to win something?
You know, I couldn't be more proud. It's such a good day to win something like this. When we were nominated, it was a very pleasant surprise. And to be the winners of such a magnificent award, you know, this is just going to go top notch. Going to be probably by the front door when you step into Rookies.
Is that true?
Oh, why not?
I would have settled for the back office, but thank you. That's really, really cool, Kristen. So Friday, I'm driving home from work, Tammy, and Kristen, who we just heard, the owner of Rookies, reaches out and say, hey, man, honestly, I've never gotten messed up on a Saturday night there before, but I do go to lunch all the time there. I love their grilled chicken salad. Mm-hmm. So she reached out and said, hey, I've got a chicken salad here for you. It's on the house. Come and say hi.
Nice.
I was literally two exits away.
You have to go.
How can I turn that down? I stop in, and it was like, remember the old show Cheers?
Yes.
When Norm walked in?
Yeah, everybody yelled, Norm!
I don't want to be that guy, but I walk in, everyone's like, John!
Oh, nice.
She said, she told people I was coming. I don't know if they knew who I was or not, but they acted like they did.
Give them all a shot, they'll all do anything, right?
Whatever, hence their great reputation. So I had a wonderful lunch. I talked to a bunch of listeners, took some pictures, saw the trophy proudly displayed. You love it there, Tim. It's very family. In fact, Kristen, the owner's story is really, really cool. She used to be a bartender and just worked and worked and worked and worked and worked and saved money and bought Rookies.
Nice.
And has owned it now for, I think, about a decade. It's all hers.
Yeah.
No partners. Just hers. And everyone there is like a family. It's really, really cool. I was so excited about the whole day, I forgot that I was there for a free lunch.
Oh.
I didn't realize I'd paid until I got home.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's all right.
I was looking for a free lunch. I just, you know. Congratulations to all of our winners. And we had so much fun this year. I can't wait to lose next year and do this all again.
I know. I love it.
Rest assured, we will lose next year.
Oh, sure.
833-287-1037. Win or lose against Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, you're still going to win because we're still going to hook you up with not only Hardy tickets, but a possible chance at a VIP upgrade to that show. 833-287-1037. Call right now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy, do you think you could handle a John and Tammy roast?
I think so. I mean,
they get pretty brutal sometimes.
I know. They get pretty harsh. But I like the shows. I think you have to have the ability to sit back and laugh at yourself.
Somebody brought it up recently, how we're going to celebrate our anniversary on KSON and as a morning show team of 25 years total.
Oh.
And someone suggested a roast.
Sure, I like that idea.
And I was like, oh, okay.
I think you would have a harder time with it than I would.
Well, because I'd get railed more than you would. Let's be honest. Have you ever sat through one of our company meetings?
Yeah.
So apparently now you can actually ask AI machine ChatGPT to roast you.
Mm-hmm. So we had producer Jessica do just that. Are you happy with the results, producer Jess?
I am shocked the stuff that ChatGPT came with.
Walk us through this. How did this all come about? Did you just like throw a few things about us to ChatGPT?
No. I just said, roast John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show.
Okay.
That's all I said, all right. And it came up with everything.
Well, here we go. Let's see what they said.
Let's find out.
John and Tammy, San Diego's favorite morning duo. They're the only people who can turn a story about taking out the trash into a 4-minute segment with two sound effects and a Taylor Swift reference. John's got dad jokes for days and a memory that conveniently forgets Tammy's birthday. Tammy? She's the glue holding it all together.
Of course.
With a glue gun, glitter, and a spreadsheet of what John did wrong this week. They may not always agree, but one thing's for sure. They'll keep you laughing, rolling your eyes, and wondering how they got this gig in the first place. And honestly, We wouldn't have it any other way.
Okay, I wouldn't have glue guns or a spreadsheet or the glitter, but
everything else is pretty much accurate.
Otherwise, that's not too bad. All right, okay, let's see when they get progressively roastier.
Yeah, they got progressively meaner.
John and Tammy, the dynamic duo who make San Diego mornings feel like a long carpool ride with your overly chatty neighbors. It's like comfort food for your ears. If that food was a lukewarm breakfast burrito from a gas station you kind of love, they may not win Pulitzers, but hey, they'll definitely tell you the best place in town to get a donut shaped like a flamingo. Priorities.
He's got to try harder.
Yeah. All right, let's get even roastier with ChatGPT roasting John and Tammy.
John and Tammy, because nothing says San Diego sunshine like two people arguing over which 90s song is the most underrated. John's like that guy who still quotes Anchorman like it's breaking news. And Tammy's got more fun facts than Wikipedia. If Wikipedia only covered country music and weird snack combinations, it's the kind of show where you're not sure if you're laughing with them or at them. But either way, it makes your commute feel shorter. And, hey, at least they're not trying to rap over the traffic report. Yet.
I mean, she's not wrong.
I know. There were some good things in there. All right. Now, producer Jessica says this is the meanest roast.
Yeah, this is the meanest one.
ChatGPT came up with. I'm ready for it.
Oh, John and Tammy? More like yawn and cringe before coffee. If awkward dad jokes and fake laughter were Olympic sports, they'd have more gold than Michael Phelps. John sounds like he peaked in 2003 and has been coasting on throwback playlists ever since.
Wow.
And Tammy? She's like your aunt trying way too hard to be relatable on TikTok, except it's radio, so you just get the desperate energy without the dance moves. If San Diego wanted to wake up feeling truly alive, they'd swap this show for a foghorn and a cup of lukewarm gas station coffee. It's less annoying and more effective.
Oh my God!
God! You see, I don't think I like this.
I think it's hilarious!
Well, do I tell a lot of dad jokes? Is that a thing?
I guess so!
All right. I was expecting it to be meaner, Jess.
I thought that was pretty mean. Desperate energy?
Well, come whatever. On. I mean, I want one that's even meaner.
Can you
get
harder.
It even roastier in an hour? We can have it?
I can ask it to roast you even more.
I don't think that was that mean.
Desperate energy?
Whatever.
Yawn and cringe?
Peaked 35 years ago? Come on.
That was my favorite. John Sluggy peaked in 2005.
I love it.
Oh, I'm sorry, three.
Yes, I want it even meaner, Jess, even roastier, okay?
We'll get more.
All right, in 1 hour, we'll see what they come up with. I like this a lot.
Yawn and cringe. San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's talk to Claremont. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, John.
Shelley, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Good morning, Tammy. Can you give us a minute, please?
You bet. Absolutely.
Shelley, I've got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Yes.
Shelley, the World Video Game Hall of Fame has announced its class of 2025, and on that list is GoldenEye 007, which is based on what movie super spy?
Oh, good grief. I can even see it. And it escapes my mind.
Paris Hilton surprised a fan with a brand new car after her old vehicle caught on fire. The fan called her my fairy godmother. Who is Paris Hilton's sister?
No idea.
Happy National Apple Pie Day. In what movie is a young man seen being intimate with an apple pie?
One Day at Bandcamp. American Pie.
Emilio Estevez celebrated a birthday yesterday. He's the older brother of this infamous, mega famous bad boy actor who was fired from his TV show and claimed to drink tiger's blood. Who is he?
Lived on the beach. I'm going to do horrible this morning.
Okay. And finally, happy birthday to Morgan Wallen. Morgan finally addressed why he walked off the SNL stage last month, saying, quote, "I was just ready to go home." Who was the host the night Morgan walked off stage?
Again, not very good at this, but I watched that show and I watched him walk off stage and wondered why. No name.
Let's get Tam back in. Shelley, what you got going on today?
I'm working. I've been gone for the weekend. Went to Vegas with the family.
All right.
Got back last night.
All right. You had a nice Mother's Day in Vegas?
Yes, it was. It was warm, and we had a nice brunch, and we, you know, gambled.
Good. All right.
Did you come back a winner?
I didn't lose money. Let's put it that way.
Well, there you go. Okay, that's a win. Right.
Shelley did 1 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
The World Video Game Hall of Fame has announced its class of 2025. On that list is GoldenEye 007, which is based on what movie super spy?
James Bond.
James Bond. Shelley could not come up with it. 1-0, Tam. Paris Hilton surprised a fan in Texas with a brand new car after hearing that hers caught on fire. Fan called Paris her fairy godmother. Who's Paris Hilton's sister?
Nikki.
Nikki Hilton. It's 2-1, Tammy. Happy National Apple Pie Day. In what movie is a young man seen being intimate with an apple pie?
Oh, my God. That's the one where they go to band camp.
Well, one person
American
did.
Pie.
Yes, yes, yes. Shelley knew that. 3-1, Tammy. Emilio Estevez celebrated a birthday yesterday. He's the older brother of this infamous, mega-famous bad boy actor who was fired from his TV show and claimed to drink tiger's blood. Who is he?
Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. Shelley remembered the TV show. Just couldn't come up with a name. 4-1, Tam. And finally, happy birthday, Morgan Wallen. Morgan finally addressed why he walked off the SNL stage last month. It's a huge story. Quote, "I was ready to go home."
Yeah. It was over. I was ready to go home.
It's kind of like Forrest Gump when he asks why he stopped running. I got tired.
Yeah.
Who was the host tonight Morgan walked off stage?
Female. What was her name? The actress who was in that Oscar-winning movie.
Yes, she won the Oscar herself. Mikey Madison is her name. Shelley didn't know either. Today it's a score of 4-1. Tammy. Shelley, you're not going to get any of Tam's money, but we have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets to go see Hardy at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on May 22nd, and you're now qualified to win the Hardy VIP Lounge experience.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I've been looking at ticket prices and wondering if I'm going to be able to go or not.
Well, you're going to go for sure, and maybe even in a better way with the VIP package. Good luck with that. Shelley, unfortunately, I do have to have you say this before you leave.
I am Shelley in Claremont. And I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
I want to preface this by saying I love romantic gestures. I love it when my husband leaves me little notes or it does something thoughtful for me, okay? I'm not against that. But I'm going to post a picture on John and Tammy's Facebook page. And it's a picture of what Taylor Swift gifted her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, and his podcast people. They were doing a photo shoot. So she sent a little gift, and it's a little box of homemade Pop-Tarts with the cutesy sweet note, have a great shoot, flavor, strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, stars everywhere, and love.
What do you mean too. Stars?
Oh, she
you mean-
drew little stars all over the her top of the box. I don't know. To me, and yes, I'm going to get beat up for this, and John's going to be the first one to do it. I think it looks like something a teenage girl would give.
God, you are so harsh.
And I don't, please understand, I'm not hating on Taylor Swift at all. I think she's genius. I think she's a very, very smart businesswoman.
Well, so what's your issue with this?
I think that this looks like she's 35 years old.
How dare a grown woman bake something and then share it with other people?
And a little Pop-Tarts with the little
sprinkles. Who doesn't love a good Pop-Tart? Number one. Number two, this is no different than her baking cupcakes, or a cake, or a pie, or a cobbler, or sourdough bread.
If it was sourdough bread and a cheese plate, a charcuterie board, that would make more sense. Think of who she's gifting it to. You know, these football players are doing all this thing. It looks like, to me, it looks like a 12-year-old's birthday party. That's all.
Obviously.
I'm going to get a lot of hate for it, I know.
So let's just go ahead and surmise this so far. Mm-hmm. Tammy can't stand Taylor Swift. Tammy
oh
doesn't
my
like,
God,
Tammy
please
can't stand
don't
love.
Do that.
Tammy can't stand love.
Yes,
Tammy can't stand homemade Pop-Tarts. I think a homemade Pop-Tart would be delicious. If my girlfriend Sam presented me with a box of homemade Pop-Tarts, which she won't because she doesn't bake, but if she did, I would be thankful for them.
First of all, stop with the whole I hate and this and whatever. It's not true. I just think this gift looks a little youthful for someone who's 35. That's all.
Boy. What happened to your heart?
Oh, my God. Stop.
I don't think there's anything wrong with this. I think it's sweet. I think it's romantic. I think it's kind
is
to the
sweet?
Other people
yes.
who are involved in the podcast. And that's her thing. She
and
bakes.
Well, and
Tammy,
that's
you
it.
And
it was
I
going
were,
to a whole group of people, you, not just her boyfriend.
You and I
a whole bunch of other adults.
Years ago, Tam and I were at the CMA Awards doing interviews. It was the day that Taylor Swift released her record, Red. Mm-hmm. And what did she bring everybody at that broadcast room?
Yeah, homemade cupcakes or cookies.
Homemade
or
cookies.
How old was she
what
then?
What a witch.
How?
I mean,
no,
she
how
was,
old
I don't
was
know
she
how
then?
Old she was. Whenever 10 came out, or whenever Red came out, is how old she was. The point is, she bakes. That's what she does. She's not the first person to present baked goods.
Stop over-exaggerating. I don't hate her. I just think that sending this gift to a bunch of grown men seemed kind of like a young girl's gift. That's all I'm saying. That's it. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Am I an ass for thinking that? 833-287-1037. Well, I'll use that word instead of the word you want to call me.
How dare Taylor Swift bake and then
That's
share
not,
her baking?
Oh, my God.
Goods.
It's just my first thought when I saw the picture of the gift was to a bunch of adult men.
I didn't just
I thought
see
it was a little young. That's all. 833-287-1037. Am I being too harsh?
Yes.
Okay.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy at San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
John thinks I'm being too harsh by calling out Taylor Swift on her gift to her boyfriend, Travis Kelce's podcast crew of homemade Pop-Tarts. I just thought it looked like a young girl's gift.
What a horrible thing to do. Bake something and give it to somebody.
All right. Debbie in El Cajon. Am I being too harsh?
Yes.
I'm asking Debbie.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
There's a girl, Debbie. Tell her why. Give it to her.
Because Taylor didn't have a normal childhood, so she's making up for it now.
Sophia in Claremont, what's your take?
My take is I don't think there's an age, specifically for women, too, on giving pastries for a basket.
Okay,
exactly.
I think any gesture is sweet.
Thank you, Sophia. Jan in Lakeside, what's your take?
Okay, well, I got two sides to this. First, yes, I do think it's a little immature.
But second, I think she was playing against their very immature breakfast cereal advertisement.
That's totally true. You bring up a valid point, Jan.
Why is it immature to bake something and give it to somebody?
Okay, that's a big, broad statement.
It's what was baked.
If she says, "Hi guys, I made these in my Easy Bake oven," then maybe it would be immature. I think you guys are being a little harsh.
It's coming from a dad of a Taylor freak.
Yes.
Two Taylor freaks.
Yes, exactly.
Two
Thank
Swifties.
You.
We prefer Swifties, Jen, okay. Not freaks.
Oh, my God.
Thank you very much.
Heather in El Cajon, what's your take?
Being way too harsh.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Lisa, what is your take?
I truthfully do not like Pop-Tarts, but men do. Boys do, men do, and it could be that it's a treat that she treats Travis and everyone on his team may already like them.
That's a good point.
I do like Pop-Tarts, and I've never had a homemade Pop-Tart. I bet they're fabulous.
I'm sure they are.
I bet they are. They've got to be better. I find them to be too sweet.
All right.
Too
Thank
sweet,
you,
but not immature.
I never used the word immature. I just said it looked like a young girl's gift.
No.
Mandy in Carmel Valley, what do you think? Am I being too harsh thinking that Taylor Swift's gift of homemade Pop-Tarts was a gift of a young girl?
I don't agree, because she's Taylor Swift. She's a billionaire. And what does everybody expect her to do? However you say that word. I can't say the word. Charcuterie board.
Oh, I like a charcuterie, sure.
At 50 years old, me, I love doing little things that are cutesy and personal. And that's what they love about Taylor Swift. Is
All
that
right.
She's this rock star, huge person who also does meaningful, thoughtful stuff.
Yeah, how dare she? How dare she,
okay,
right, Tammy?
Stop. First of all, I was never harsh and awful.
If you weren't harsh, then why did several of our callers say that you were being too harsh, quote unquote?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
But you weren't being harsh.
All right. Navy Dave, wrap this up.
So there's a psychological element going on there. So we do a lot with foster care. We've been a foster family, an adopted family, taking a lot of classes and gone through all the certification and whatnot. So we've been 20 years now. We see a lot with foster kids that lose a part of their life and they want to go back or hang on to a part of their life, you know. So
oh, sure.
Even if she's hanging on to her teenage habits, that's because she lost her teenage years.
That's
because
true.
She was on the road.
It's true.
Concerts, all that stuff. So we've seen foster kids go back to mom, and when they get back to mom, they'll curl up in their lap like a baby and want to start from square one. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's a really interesting take, Dave.
Thanks, Navy Dave.
Thank you.
Let her hang on to it, man.
You bet. You bet.
Exactly.
Let her go, Tamma.
Oh, that's very sweet, Navy Dave. Thank you. And you know what? I'm going to go back to what Jan said, too. It definitely plays into the Kelsey brothers with their breakfast cereals, because they're kids' cereals. I totally get that. And okay, I overjudged it. You happy?
I'm very happy.
Okay.
I never get to be right. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Last hour, we listened to ChatGPT roast us. Jessica popped it in, and it was, apparently I'm a boring dad joke teller.
Yes.
That peaked in 2003. Tammy loved it. Wanted it to be even harsher than it was last hour.
I did. So I had producer Jessica tell ChatGPT to really roast us this time.
Jessica, brace the more sensitive people in this room, mainly me. How bad is this going to get?
I mean, it gets progressively worse.
Okay. All right. Let's listen. I can't wait.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, or as locals call it, two alarms and a cry for help. John's got the energy of a gas station sandwich and the insight of a magic eight ball. Tammy laughs like she just remembered she left her talent in 2003. Their chemistry is so forced, even I can't fake it. If cringe had a frequency, it'd be 100% them. Honestly, tuning in feels like accidentally butt-dialing your aunt and getting stuck listening to her talk about her cats. Boring, awkward, and somehow way too long.
Wow. That's great!
That is brutal. That's the least of the harshness.
I love it. Here we go.
John and Tammy are like the Padres of morning radio. Always hyped, rarely deliver. John sounds like he preps for the show by eavesdropping at a la Hoya Whole Foods. And Tammy's takes are so basic she makes a Mission Beach bachelorette party seem edgy. Their banter hits harder than a June gloom hangover. And the only thing drier than their jokes is a carne asada burrito from a tourist trap in Old Town. They call it San Diego's morning show, like that's a brag. It's more like the punishment you get when you can't afford SiriusXM.
I hate that guy.
Oh my God, that's great.
I love listening to Chet GPT mispronounce L.A. Holla.
Yeah.
At least I can pronounce La Jolla, not real person.
Let's hear the last one.
John and Tammy's show is like a hangover wrapped in a midlife crisis. Their banter is forced as hell, like two people who got at a Rancho Bernardo retirement mixer and decided to monetize it. It's not a morning show. It's a hostage situation with commercials. The fact this is broadcast in one of the greatest cities in the country is a bigger embarrassment than the Chargers leaving. Oh. At least the Chargers knew when to quit.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right, no more of these.
That's funny.
No more of these.
Come on.
I don't think I want to be roasted.
That's hysterical. I love us getting caught in the elevator to Rancho Bernardo retirement home.
I love Rancho Bernardo. I'll say that. I lived there. It was my first home when I moved to San Diego. My daughters went to high school there.
Yes. Same here, John.
But I was recently there. And I was getting my car detailed, so I had about an hour and a half to wait, and I walked up to the Starbucks near the car wash.
Yeah.
He's right, man. I was the youngest person there. I was the youngest guy there.
You should have let everybody know who you were.
They wouldn't know who I was.
That's great, Jess. Thank you for doing that. That was funny. You're very welcome.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Although clearly San Diego's not doing a lot of bragging about it. I'm KSON.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dammies, College of Hollywood Knowledge. Dammies, College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go out to Kelly in Solana Beach. How's it going, Kelly?
Hi.
Kelly,
good
morning. Would you do me a favor, please, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, don't mind, please get out of the studio.
All right, good luck, honey.
Kelly, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you, Kelly, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Great. Thank you.
An online security website used Google Trends data to figure out who the most searched mom from TV shows are in every state. In California, the most searched for mom is Lorelai Gilmore from what show?
Oh, I don't have an answer for that.
Happy birthday to Stephen Colbert. What is the name of the nighttime TV talk show that he hosts?
I'm sorry, I'm kind of brain fart right there.
Okay. Also celebrating a birthday today is Darius Rucker, lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish. So let's play the high-low game. Hootie's debut album, Cracked Rear View, sold 20 million copies. Is that too high or too low?
That is too low.
Morticia Adams and Daenerys Targaryen are tied as the most searched-for fictional moms in America. What HBO TV show is Daenerys Targaryen from?
I don't know.
And finally, Suits LA was canceled after just one season. It was the spinoff to the very popular show Suits, which aired on what network?
Netflix.
Get Tam back in. You know, Kelly, what I have not done in Solana Beach forever, I have not gotten some wings at Pillbox. Man, do I love that place.
Oh,
you ever go? You ever go there?
No, I haven't gone there.
Well, I recommend it. You live in Solana Beach, you should check out Pillbox Tavern and get some wings one night. Just a suggestion. A John Flint hint, if you will.
Bloody. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Kelly. Kelly did 1 out of 5, Tam.
Okay.
An online security website used Google Trends data to figure out who the most searched mom from TV shows in every state is.
Okay.
Why? In California, the most searched for TV mom is Lorelai Gilmore from what show?
Gilmore Girls?
Gilmore Girls, right there in the name. Kelly couldn't come up with it. 1-0 Tam. Happy birthday to Stephen Colbert. What is the name of the nighttime TV talk show that he hosts?
Oh my God, all these nighttime ones I can...
So many.
Is it Late Night with Stephen Colbert? I don't know.
Is The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Still 1-0 Tammy. Tammy also celebrating a birthday today is Darius Rucker, lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish. So let's play the high-low game. Hootie's debut album, Cracked Rear View, has sold 20 million copies. Is that too high or too low?
I'm going to guess too low.
It is too low.
He shares a birthday with Morgan Wallen.
Well, look at that. Mm-hmm. It sold 23.2 million copies, mm-hmm. making it one of the highest-selling records ever. 2-1, Tammy, because Kelly knew that. Morticia Adams and Daenerys Targaryen are tied as the most searched for fictional moms in America. What HBO TV show is Daenerys Targaryen from?
That would be House of Dragon. No, that's... Yeah, House of Dragon? No, what am I saying wrong? I'm
saying it wrong. You're saying the name wrong. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. House of Dragon was the second part in that series. Okay.
Kelly didn't know either. Still just 2-1, Tammy. And finally, Suits LA was canceled after just one season. It was the spinoff to the very popular show Suits, which aired on what network?
Wow.
I'm asking all the wrong questions today.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Sorry, Kelly.
What was Suits on? I don't know. HBO?
No, nor was it on Netflix, which is what Kelly went with, looking for USA.
Oh, yeah, it was a regular network.
That's right. Well, guys, sorry. I struck out with both of you today. Tammy just squeaks it out 2-1. Kelly, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money today, but we do have a great prize for you.
You have a pair of tickets now to see Hardy. He's playing North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on May 22nd. Also bringing Co Wetzel with him, and you are qualified to be the winner of the Hardy VIP Lounge Experience, which we'll give away on Friday.
Nice. Thank you.
Kelly, have a wonderful day. We appreciate you. Unfortunately, I do have to have you say this.
I'm Kelly Conabeach. I'm flunked out of Tammy College Hollywood Knowledge.
I've worn many hats in my broadcasting career outside of radio. One of them, mm-hmm. as you probably know, policing grocery store parking lots.
John Flint, grocery cart cop.
John Flint, grocery cart cop. Grocery cart cop.
Before that, during our massive drought, I patrolled the streets making sure people were being responsible with their hosing and their car washing and their sprinklers.
John Flint, water cop.
John Flint, water cop. Water cop.
So stupid.
Now you have a new job.
Well, this actually is more of a serious job, Tammy. I'm not taking anything away from the men and women who actually are paid to do this, but I think I'm going to become John Flint, hit and run cop. My girlfriend Sam was parked in Dana Point outside the post office near where her folks have a place.
Mm-hmm.
And some person hit the back of her car and took off.
Okay.
Which I guess
I don't understand. I mean, you hit somebody, you leave your insurance, you leave a card. You're supposed to do that. That's the one. That's what a proper, courteous person does. Not this person. However, I mentioned Sam was parked in the street in front of a post office. Did I not?
Yes.
And she was more specifically almost right in front of one of those drive-up mailboxes.
Okay.
Which means, because the post office is a federal building, there are security cameras everywhere.
Okay.
Bad move, hit and runner. John Flint, hit and run cop, took it upon himself Saturday to go to Dana Point to go to that post office and inquire if I can see their footage.
Excuse me. Flint, former water cop and current grocery cart cop, and now I'm going to be a hit and run cop. May I see the footage from your CCTV recording, please?
I didn't quite phrase it that way, but yes. We did ask if we can get access to a specific time on what it would have been the last Friday's traffic, so we can maybe see if this person can be caught.
So, did you see it?
Well, they didn't allow me to.
Okay.
Because apparently it's...
Your badge didn't work?
I don't have a badge yet.
You do. You have a... That's not true. You have a grocery cart cop badge that was made specifically for you.
If I was in Ralph's parking lot, I could whip out that badge and put a cart away. I'm in a federal building, Tim, and I think it'll show it the respect it deserves. So I asked the fine postal worker if I can access their videotapes.
He said... no.
Let's not. You're absolutely incorrect. You're absolutely incorrect. She said no.
Okay.
And but she did give me a phone number.
Oh, nice.
Because they have absolutely no access to that video.
It's the feds after all.
Right. It is the feds. So I have in my hand right now. Okay. Right now.
Okay.
Have a federal number.
Okay.
That I will be watching Sam attempt to call today. And eavesdropping to hear how that conversation goes.
Is she your lead detective?
Well, it's her car, you know. But if I have to step in...
Yes, I know.
I will. Knowing my girlfriend, I'm not going to have to do anything. In fact, I probably don't even have to be there. But back to a serious note. Yeah. Come on.
There could be all kinds of reasons. Could have been someone old, didn't know they did it. Could have been somebody in a big, big truck, didn't realize they did it. Could have been someone who didn't have insurance, which is probably what it was.
I was going to say.
They don't have insurance and they damage, took off.
It's at least $15,000, maybe $2,000 worth of damage. Mm-hmm. There's no way a person could not have realized that they hit something, judging by the damage that was done to her car.
Hopefully you get down to the bottom of it. I'm sorry. Hopefully your girlfriend Sam gets to the bottom of it.
Yeah, that's probably more accurate. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Man, Tam and I have said this since we've known each other. We'd love to be rich, but you can take famous and cram it.
Yeah.
The latest instance of that is how Riley Greene and Ella Langley have to defend themselves whether or not they're A, a couple, or whether or not B, they hate each other.
Yeah.
There's no in the middle here. It's either they're doing it or they hate each other.
You know, when it first came out, because obviously they've done a couple of songs together and they had chemistry in their video for You Look Like You Love Me. It was that cool Western theme. It was a really cool video. They have chemistry when they sing it together, which they've done over the last year. And when people were saying, oh, they're a couple. And they're like, we're not.
Did they hook up?
I don't know. I mean,
I'd like to think yes. Two people that look like that.
You know, Riley said, listen, Ella's too smart to date me anyway.
Well played.
And then when they happened to be in the same place on vacation, she said it was like, we found out that we're all in St. Bart's, where, by the way, a lot of country artists happened to be in St. Bart's at that time. She was like, just, we're vacationing in the same place. Big deal.
So a logical person like Tammy reads that and says, oh, well, that explains everything.
Sure.
Most people, however, say, oh, well, Ella says that. They must hate each other now.
Because of the ACM Awards. So we talked about this on the show. Ella Langley just, she doesn't have a ton of expression on her face. And some people thought she looked bored and some people, this just the way she is. And at one point when they hugged each other and then she turned to go away, everybody's like, look, she rolled her eyes. She can't stand him. But she was taking off in a hurry because she had to change to do her performance with Miranda Lambert. So people just caught that. And now they're thinking that they can't stand each other. You can't win, man. You just can't win.
Wise had a really good idea. The one thing when Tim and I are at appearances separately, the most popular question that I get at least is, where's Tammy?
Yeah.
Like we live together. Like we spend every waking hour together. Next time someone asks that, I'm going to get very serious looking and just say, well, I don't want to talk about. Oh, my goodness. They hate each other.
You're going to start one, John?
Just to see where that goes. Or I'll say, well, she's back at the house, you know. She's a little tired out. Oh my goodness.
John!
Let's see where this goes.
Oh, my God.
Just take advantage of the very lowercase fame that we have.
All right, well, here is Riley Green in the worst way. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.